Reports show urgent issue of problem gambling in sub-Saharan Africa. Recent reports have shed light on the alarming issue of problem gambling in sub-Saharan Africa, highlighting the urgent need for action. The surge in gambling activity across various African markets can be attributed to several factors, but the ineffective regulations in many jurisdictions have created an environment that is ripe for exploitation by unscrupulous operators. As gambling-related crime continues to rise, affected countries face the daunting task of finding a solution, or else the problem will only escalate further. Africa, with its vast population, growing middle class, and increasing internet penetration, presents a golden opportunity for the online entertainment and gambling industry. However, the lack of clear regulations has allowed certain businesses to operate without proper oversight, giving rise to concerns regarding consumer protection, money laundering, and addiction. A recent report by The Guardian delved into the deteriorating situation in countries most affected by these concerning trends. Official data and anecdotal evidence paint a troubling picture, emphasizing the immediate need for measures such as age verification procedures, self-exclusion options, and awareness campaigns. Safeguards and support systems are vital components of a healthy gambling ecosystem. Zimbabwe is one notable jurisdiction grappling with these problems, relying on its gambling industry to alleviate budget deficits. Despite updated legislation, enforcement remains severely lacking, and stories of young individuals turning to gambling to fund their crystal meth habits have become increasingly common. With high unemployment rates and half the population living in poverty, many are forced to gamble in order to make a living. Studies have recently revealed that 9.6% of urban Ethiopian youth suffer from compulsive gambling. Uganda, Ghana, Malawi, and Nigeria have also experienced similar issues, with gambling-related crimes like theft, suicide, and prostitution becoming all too frequent. If left unaddressed, these societal burdens can easily outweigh any potential economic benefits derived from an otherwise thriving gambling market. Unfortunately, without significant effort, improvement in this area seems unlikely. Gambling in Africa often has its roots abroad, with foreign suppliers and operators playing a significant role in driving industry growth. European sporting events, such as Premier League football, contribute to the introduction of new gambling products, and local athletes are featured in various promotions. According to Dr. Mark Mohan Kagwa, a Ugandan addictions psychiatrist and researcher, the primary problem faced by many African nations is the lack of enforcement. While regulations may appear promising on paper, the situation on the ground is rapidly escalating, says Dr. Kagwa. Despite laws in Uganda prohibiting individuals under the age of 25 from gambling, these restrictions are often disregarded, and many children depend on gambling as a source of income. With governments preoccupied with other pressing issues, only a collective effort from all stakeholders can hope to reverse these troubling trends. How can these trends be combated? Regulatory bodies, online gambling operators, civil society organizations, and the public must collaborate to establish a regulatory framework that prioritizes consumer protection. Foreign companies, in particular, need to be more discerning in selecting their partners and should refuse partnerships with predatory businesses. However, with easy money at stake and little chance of facing repercussions, there will always be those willing to ignore the human cost of gambling. In conclusion, the regulatory gaps in African markets have created an environment that allows unscrupulous operators to exploit vulnerable individuals. Urgent action is needed to address this issue and protect consumers from the harmful effects of problem gambling. Only through a concerted effort by all stakeholders can Africa's gambling industry thrive in a responsible and sustainable manner.